Good morning, everyone. God bless you. Welcome back to a new live streaming. Today, we're going to be talking about God's true tabernacle. I'm trying to bring like some topics. Before, I was talking mostly about Jung and all these books. So now, I'm going to be talking about the book of Acts. Specific on the chapter 7, verse 44 to 50, and we find something very, very deep. Some people don't like to read the Old Testament. They focus only the New Testament because the sense there was a new path, and the Old Testament, and because Jesus Christ gave His life for us, so we are under a new path. But in this chapter specifically, we see who brought the Bible, the book. It's talking about Old Testament. And we're going to read it like this. It says, our fathers had to tabernacle witness in the wilderness. And he appointed, instructing Moses to make it according to the patterns that he had seen. Bible said God showed him the patent of the tabernacle. So in the verse 45 says, which our fathers have received it in turn, also brought with Joshua into the land possessed by the Gentiles, whom God drove out before the face of our father unto the day of David. And the next verse says, but Solomon built him a house. So he's talking about mostly about the Old Testament. We know God called Moses, and he gave some instruction about to do the tabernacle. So he gave specific measures and everything, what's gonna be in every, even the materials, what kind of materials gonna build. But the Bible said Moses make it, and when Joshua go through to the possessed land, he brought that with him and get into the possessed land. But the Bible at the same time said Solomon was David's son, built him a house. And then we go from be on the wilderness to be able to go to a house. But we read in the verse 48, it says, however, the Most High does have devil in temples made in with hands. And with the prophet says, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What house will be built for me, says the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Has my hand not made all those things? And the Bible said, he bring a chapter, said that verse 49 specify was that God's true tabernacle. The Bible said, heaven is his throne. But when he talk about earth, he said, earth is my footstool. And he asking a question, he's saying why is the place of my rest? And then the last verse says as my hand made all those things. We know God's created everything. He created everything. So he's the creator. He created the world, he created earth, he created everything, he created heaven. But in this chapter, we need to focus on something specific. That doesn't matter how much we believe about the religion, how often we go to church. This is mostly about to know the truth, to know who's or what's the real rest place of God is. And the Bible specifies it, having his throne. And what this means? That means our proposal, our focus, you gotta be one day be on God's kingdom. One day be next to him. One day be one of those guys or one of those people that are worshiping him. The Bible said he's in heaven and the angels are worshiping him. But one time when the end of the day came, we gonna be the one gonna be singing. We be worshiping. We gonna be giving with our words all the honor, and that's in all the glory. So that's why we need to be focused on that. You know, whatever we made on this earth, like, I want to stay on this earth. Whatever we made, whatever, you know, doesn't matter how hard you work to get, like, you know, things for you. But at the end of the world, the most important thing is going to be, like, how much time has spent in your soul. Because this is about soul. This is about salvation. This is not about, like, how many or how big the temples we can make for Him. You know, how many big things we can do for Him. This is mostly about to know, have the knowledge of what's His true throne, what's His true tabernacle. Because when the people with the Israel get out of the Egypt, you know, to the, you know, promised land, the Bible said, like, that they, God gave them a tabernacle where his presence was there. He was staying in the tabernacle, and when, like, the presence he was going down, everybody knew where he was there. But at the end, we saw, like, Solomon made, like, a temple for him, a temple where the presence of God was there. And after that, we see, like, what happened. That temple was destroyed. And Jesus Christ, when he came to this earth, was talking about the temple of God. He said, I'm going to destroy the temple. I'm going to rebuild it in 3 days. And the people didn't understand what he was talking about, what he was talking about himself, because he's the temple. We, every single person, is the temple of God, because God rests in us. He rests in our heart. He rests in there. That's why we need to keep it clean. We need to keep it, like, not contaminated. We need to keep it, like, discontaminated for anything. Anything, like, taste the place or taste, you know, the spot, like, it does belong to God. We need to keep that spot all the time there, because He's there. And He can do a lot of things to us. He can do a lot of things to our life, but we need to make sure we take care of that true tabernacle. We ourselves. We are the temple of God. So meditate on this. Meditate on this chapter. And think about, like, how you are taking care of your life. How you been focused only on, like, material things. Have you only focused on your body? Or you have been focused on, like, a spiritual? Because we are, like, we are made of three parts. The soul, spirit, and the body. And we need to take care of all three, because all three, they complement each other. We cannot just take care of the body and then forget about the soul. Only take care about the soul and forget about the spirit. We need to take care of everything, because everything complements the tabernacle of God. So this has been the message for today. I hope it has blessed to you, and I ask to share this video if that's the case. And I'll see you next Saturday with a new live streaming. And enjoy the rest of the day. Hope you can have a good day today. And God bless you, and see you next time. Bye.